ladies and gentlemen, and fellow golfers, for your entertainment.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa, brought to you by the Hagen Oaks Golf Super Shop, America's most awarded golf facility. Naturewood Home Furnishings, where it's all about choices and always about quality.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in to the Golf to Go Radio Hour here on Sactown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa. Scott Marsh is my buddy and partner here on the show, and we've got another hour of talking about golf. Scott, how you doing?
Always the best hour of the week, Frank.
You know, it is a lot of fun, and it's fun to talk to folks that listen to the show. I recognized my voice yesterday, and we talked about the show, and it's nice to know that that people are interested in what we have to say.
That always helps, that's for sure.
Exactly. You and I haven't played much golf lately, but we're going to play this coming Monday at the New Car Dealers Association Golf Tournament. I appreciate the invite there.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that we can get out on the course together. And now that we're getting towards summer, we'll have to do it a lot more often.
There will be a lot more time. On the show today, speaking of time, which we never have enough of, Tim Walsh, Director of Sales for the West Coast for Bridgestone Golf, will be with us to talk about the new things happening at Bridgestone and a new fitting system that they have and so on and so forth. Tim is always so much fun to have on the show. He's enthusiastic. He's been in the golf business a long time, and it's always a good interview to have him with us.
And he has a great product too.
Yes, you are a little partial to the Bridgestone golf ball.
I love playing Bridgestone.
Ken Morton Jr., Director of Retail at the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex, will be with us to talk about their exciting fundraising event, Golf and Guitars, coming up in June. That's just such an exciting event, and it has evolved into something I don't think anybody expected it to be over the years. And Kenny will kind of give us the background on how it happened and how people can go watch the celebrities play golf with local participants.
I can't wait for that. It's a heritage event. Of course, Bonneville, Sacramento is still involved with that. Our sister station, KNCI, helps the Morton Foundation with that every year. And I can't wait to talk to Ken about it. I know they have a great lineup again.
Well, you talk about a couple of powerhouses working together. KNCI has just been a remarkable station with a national reputation for years, winning awards here and there for the size of their market.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a great pairing with what the Morton family does, because they're obviously nationally recognized as well.
All that and more coming up on this edition of the Golf to Go Radio Hour. We will pay some bills and come back right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome to the Golf to Go Radio Hour right here on Sactown Sports 1140. Hi, everyone. I'm Frank LaRosa along with Scott Marsh, and we have another packed show for you. And Tim Walsh, Director of Sales for the West Coast from Bridgestone Golf, has been a longtime friend of the show and a longtime friend of mine. And it's always a pleasure to have him here on the Golf to Go show. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing actually better now that you're here with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Scott is so much looking forward to talking about Bridgestone Golf, because when we look at who's playing what on the tee, you know, he always pulls out the Bridgestone.
So absolutely.
He's a loyal user.
I love it. Much appreciated.
You know, I love the Bridgestone ball myself. I kind of get caught up in having to test other people's golf balls just to, to be able to give opinions on the radio show. But, this time is yours to talk about Bridgestone. You know, a lot of exciting things are happening right now. Your Tour B Series, another Golf Digest Hot List Gold Award winner. And if I understand correctly, was it the only ball that got all five stars?
It was. Yeah, it was quite an introduction for us. And it's amazing that, you know, every other year is when we come out with a new version of Tour B, that somehow, some way they can improve it. And how they did it this year is beyond belief, I think. But they did it, and it's been well received. All the tour players immediately switched to it and are loving it. So, it's worked out really well.
And then you produced a ball called the E9, which is, it's the longest ball Bridgestone has ever produced. And what's really kind of interesting there, it's the official ball of the World Long Drive Association. That's got to mean something.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. And they were involved in the design of the ball and the testing, and Bryson was involved. And they're all saying it's literally the longest ball that they've ever played. So we're going to have fun with that one. It's got really nice packaging. It pops with a kind of a light blue cover, and they've embraced it. And, you know, it's obviously the perfect ball for the majority of the players out there. So we're going to have some creative advertising, and we expect a lot of good things from this ball in the coming months.
I want to talk a little bit about the Tour B balls, all of the iterations of it that are available, and some of the other balls in your line. But let's kind of congratulate Bridgestone Golf and Mr. Jason Day for finally getting back in the winner's circle. That was pretty exciting.
What a win. And, you know, it's so emotional what he's been through over the past 5 years. And, you know, he's had a very difficult time. You know, he fell out of the top 150 for the first time in his career, hadn't won in 5 years. And somehow, some way, he was able to grind his way back and win. And it's pretty amazing that he won on Mother's Day, because when his game started to decline, is when she got cancer 5 years ago. So it went hand in hand. And she passed away last year, and all of a sudden he has this resurgence, wins, and now is top 20 in the world and arguably the hottest player on the PGA Tour. It's a really, really cool story.
I had the chance to interview him at the ATT a few years ago, and I just really found him to be just kind of a really warm, in the moment, really, really good individual. And I've always pulled for him from that little time we shared together. But to go through what he did with his wife and come back and win, it's, as you say, a remarkable story.
Yeah, he's really a class act. I met him a couple times and couldn't be nicer. And you know, it got so bad that he was contemplating, you know, giving up golf, and for him to come back and do what he did is incredible. And we wish him the best. And I think it's going to continue. He's got his confidence back, and it's great for him and his family.
Some great names play the Bridgestone balls, Fred Couples and a guy named Woods kind of come to mind. And
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, Freddie's had quite the year himself. He shot 60 and won on the Champions Tour again. It had been quite a while since he'd won on the Champions Tour, and then he comes back and makes the cut at the Masters. And what's cool about that is he's the oldest player in history to make the cut at the Masters. So that's a neat story in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Tiger, of course, made the cut as well. You know, the argument is he's the greatest, or if he's not, you know, your choice, he's certainly second greatest of all time. But that's an argument that could go on forever. But you talk about a story of a man that's gone through a whole lot of turmoil in his life, and to actually play all four rounds, you know, was pretty amazing.
That was huge. That's what we were hoping for. Not just everybody at Bridgestone, but the whole golf community wanted to see him on the weekend, and he made it. And, you know, he's still grinding away with his rehab. And we hope that, you know, in the coming months, we'll see a lot more of him, you know, who probably not play more than maybe 6, 7, 8 events. But if he could do that, it would be great for the game. And, you know, he's just got to work on that leg and that plantar fasciitis, which is what has been his challenge.
I've been kind of running through your website a little bit. And what's interesting is the names that play your ball, you know, certainly contribute to promoting it as well. And I was interested to see a short video on a new fitting development that you guys have come up with. What's it called? VFT or something like that. But Fred Couples was explaining how it works. That's pretty exciting. that you know, I can take a little video and you can tell me what ball to hit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It really is. We launched, it's called Auto. And the initial version was a robot, literally a robot that the customer can go up and could be fit within 3 minutes. And actually, we have the first Auto at Hagen Oaks. And that is in the super shop. And anyone can go in there and fit themselves, which is really, really cool. But Bridgestone is known for ball fitting. We were the first to come out with ball fitting over 15 years ago. We've done over 300,000 live fits. So now we can do, we're still doing those, but we're doing it with the Auto and the robots. And now we have an iPad version. So starting June 1st, just in a couple of weeks, it'll be all over the country at all the golf courses and off course for the customers to be able to fit themselves.
You know, I see Scott just kind of drooling there as we talk about Bridgestone golf balls. I know he's dying to ask you a question. Go for it, Scott.
No, I love playing the golf ball. I've played it for a while now, and I love the feel of it and also the distance I get with it. I'm curious for you, because we're in a major championship week right now with the PGA going on, and there's been so much discussion at the highest level, especially at the major events, about trying to cut back the ball and cutting back distances that they're being hit. And I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on that, or Bridgestone does.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it seems like it's divided. And, you know, I think that, you know, your consumer, you know, loves the fact that these guys are hitting it so far. And I think I'm siding with, you know, the guys that feel that, you know, if you want to keep the scores, you know, a little bit higher, then, you know, make the course tougher. So narrow the fairways and go that route rather than having the ball going backwards. I don't agree with that. And I think most of the tour players don't agree with it either.
Yeah, I agree with that. It just seems like it's such a small subset of a small subset of the game itself. When you're talking about just a few events within an elite level of players, to go to all the things that they're suggesting would have to be done to make accommodations for that, seems like it'd be really difficult for any company to accommodate.
Right. No question about it. And I don't think the consumer wants that either. I think they want to play the ball that the pros are playing, even though they probably shouldn't be playing it. But so there's a lot of amateurs that have to play that ball because they're really good players, but there's also a lot that play that ball that, really should be fit into a lower compression ball. And that's what we try to push. We were the first company to come out with a lower compression tour ball. And that's what, you know, that's what Freddie's playing out there. So if Freddie plays it, then pretty much, you know, 98% of the players on the planet should play that. So that's the angle we're taking. And we're just trying to promote the low compression, because most of your players will hit it further, and it has adequate spin, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, no question. And talking about distance, Frank mentioned the E9, but just tell us a little bit about that, because that does sound very intriguing. And I know for most weekend golfers, they just want to hit it as far as they can. So
yeah, well, there's never been a ball like this introduced. It's all about distance. And because of that, you know, with golf balls, there's always a compromise. So if you increase the spin, then you're going to lose distance and vice versa. Well, from talking to the long drive guys that do it professionally, they say it's the longest ball that they've ever played. And every single one of them is going to be playing it in all 30 events worldwide.
That sounds fun to watch.
That's a lot of support right there. You know, Tim, there's a lot of balls in your line, and everybody always wants to play the premium ball of anybody's line. And probably at Bridgestone, you'd love to see everybody playing the Tour X. But that's the reason you came out with other balls in the line, because those balls don't always fit everybody.
Exactly right. Yeah. So we have, you know, we have price points balls. We have the E6, which is our best-selling two-piece ball. And then we came out with the E12. Which is really the best ball for most players, because it's a Sirloin cover, but it has really good feel and spin, but it has a lot of distance to it. And because of the cover and the dimple pattern, it has 46% more contact with the face. So you'll hit it straighter. And because of that, it's arguably the best ball for the consumer.
There's not much to argue with there, straighter and longer. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's exactly right. So it's nice to have all those different balls so you can truly fit the right ball for the right golfer. And that's what we've done over the last, 10, 15 years now.
Tim, you've been in the business a long time and you've been around the golf world a long time. What's the most remarkable things you've seen or the most remarkable change or the most remarkable, element that some of us may have missed?
Oh, gosh, Frank, I don't know. There's been so many things that have changed over the years since I got in the business. I was not a golfer growing up. I was actually a tennis player and played in college and all that. And once I got out of school, I took up golf and fell in love with it. And I fell in love with it because everybody was playing it and the camaraderie with your friends out on the course for, 4 or 5 hours and then going in and have a couple beers. It was the whole thing that attracted me. And I think that's what attracts most golfers. And it's addicting. But it is very, very difficult. And it's a challenge. And I don't care how good you are, you're going to have good days and you're going to have a lot of bad days. And if you're competitive, then you'll stick with the game and try to improve. And that's why I've always enjoyed it.
The state of the game seems to be better now than it has been in a long time. What do you think from a manufacturer's point of view?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We're all seeing a little bit of a slowdown because of the economy and everything else. Things are getting back to normal. So on the equipment side, we're seeing things slow down a little bit because there's a lot of inventory in the field. But all of the companies are going to be doing some promotions going forward, and hopefully in the next couple months we'll start seeing more sell through, and I think it'll be positive. But we're bracing for a little bit of a reset this summer. Everyone is, especially on the club side.
Tim Walsh, sales manager for the West Coast for Bridgestone Golf, always tells it like it is. Tim, we appreciate you being on the show. You always have so much to say and we never have enough time for it. So we'll just have to have you back again soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, you guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Golf to Go Radio Hour back with Ken Morton Jr. right after this.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour here on Sactown Sports 1140. I'm Frank LaRosa. Scott Marsh is here. And we'd like to welcome in Mr. Ken Morton Jr. Ken is the director of retail at the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex and a great friend of the show. And Kenny's always fun to have on. Kenny, how are you doing?
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Absolutely. There's always something going on at Hagen Oaks. I mean, you can tell by the parking lot when you drive by there, especially this time of year. I know the beginning of the year was brutal to you as a golf course and certainly to all the golf courses around Northern California because of the amount of rain. But at this point, you can't tell because the parking lot is full and people look happy.
Yeah, without a doubt, there's some built-up demand out there. People are getting their shots in now that they missed them all in the first 3 months of the year.
Yeah. You have an event coming up in June this year that has been, I would say, a heritage event for Hagen Oaks and for the Morton Golf Foundation, and it's called Golf and Guitars. And for those few that may not have heard about this event, because it attracts a lot of people. The golf tournament seems to be sold out pretty much when it's announced. But tell us a little bit about Golf and Guitars and how it got to be.
So the backstory on it is that my dad is now in his 64th year here at the golf course. But when he was having his 50th anniversary at Hagen Oaks, we are talking about, if there was something unique that he would like to have done. And he wanted to do some kind of big combination of golf and music. And he assigned me to go track down Vince Gill to do a concert out on the driving range. And when
that's a stage high.
Because that was, you just call Vince up and he comes right out and does a concert at golf courses. And I asked him if he wouldn't prefer Elvis. which he didn't think was nearly as funny as I did. What that evolved into was at the time, and still to this day, as a kind of a side hobby, I write for a lot of different country music publications. Music's a big passion of my life, and specifically country music. And I was dear friends with the then station manager over at Sactown Sports' sister station, KNCI, and he had an equal passion for golf. And so together we came up with this crazy idea to kind of blend our two loves together and have a fundraiser that would raise money for then First Tee of Greater Sacramento, and have a half dozen to 10 artists come out and do a concert after playing in a pro-am golf tournament out at Hagen Oaks throughout the day. And it was a crazy, wild success. We sold out the golf tournament portion in literally minutes. We didn't have near enough playing spots for as many people that wanted to play the golf in the golf tournament. And we had expected 500 for the concert. We ended up having to cut it off at 1,000. And we were kind of off to the races. And as heritage events, so to, you know, we didn't start it as an annual event by any stretch of the imagination. But if you have spent any time around my dad, and Frank and Scott will smile when I say this, there's no telling him no. So once the horse got let out of the stall, we were off to the races. So now 15 years later, we are still doing the event. We'll have 35 foursomes over a two-day music festival this year. We've raised $1.5 million since we started, that have all gone back to charities benefiting youth, those with disabilities, and veterans. And it's super, super fun and cool.
You know, it's remarkable that from such humble beginnings, you spent $1.5 million. I mean, that's a remarkable number to come tripping off your tongue. And it's the kind of an event where people are having fun, but they're doing a lot of good for others less fortunate, and as a result of it. Tell us some of the charities that are involved in this, Kenny.
So yeah, so that's the beauty through our Morton Golf Foundation, is that our foundation itself doesn't do any specific programming. The fundraising actually goes to fundraise programming that other people are doing, and they're really, really remarkable. And I mean, I'll just go through a handful of them. So, you know, one of my favorites, which is very, very near and dear to our hearts, is the Angels for Hearts program. It's actually a program that takes golf to children who have had either heart replacements or need heart replacements, and actually makes them athletes. And so you have these, in some cases, very fragile kids that are using golf as a rehabilitation tool to get stronger. We actually graduated two of our first Angels for Hearts kids onto high school golf teams this year. So they're literally, I mean, it's such a cool story and amazing work that they're doing. Another big one that we're using is a program that we're developing over at Hiram Johnson. We're actually, we have broken ground on a new golf facility that's actually going to be right on campus. And not only are they going to be able to teach golf through their PE program, but both the boys and girls golf teams and all of the children that live in the area. It's in a fairly rough part of town, and there's not a lot of after-school activities right there in the neighborhood. They're actually going to be able to come on campus for a safe space. There's going to be classrooms to where that safe place they can do homework, and actually have this awesome short game facility to actually be able to learn the game of golf. And that's where our Morton Golf Foundation steps in. Not only are we helping pay for the facility, but we're going to pay for teachers that are there, any of the resources that they need there at the facility. And then if they have some children that are really excited about the game and actually want to take it to the next step and take it to the golf course, we'll provide golferships to help pay for their equipment, golf lessons, tournament fees, all that kind of stuff through some of our grant programs.
Vince Gill doesn't know what he's missing.
Totally. Yeah. We have had his daughter, Jenny, out. I really thought that was going to be the end. I still think our best chance might be with Elvis, though. So we fund both the Latino Junior Golf Association and the Northern California Minority Junior Golf Scholarship Association. We have golf programs for Society for the Blind. So we actually fund a program for those without sight to be able to actually go play golf. They actually play over at William Land. It's the coolest thing you ever saw. And then probably our most special, longest running program we have is the California Eagles golf program. It was the first Special Olympics golf program in the country. And has now expanded so big that the program is actually held at two area golf courses. It started out as a junior program, but we don't allow the kids, so to speak, to age out. So some of the kids that are in the program are now older than I am. And it is a really, really, really wonderful program.
You know, when you think about Hagen Oaks Golf Complex and the other city golf courses and the they're businesses and they're designed to provide a service to people that want to play golf or learn how to play golf or whatever. But in the background, this Morton Golf Foundation is running and doing remarkable things that that we're just really not aware of. But you've just kind of touched on a few of the charities that are supported. And so my hat's off, and I'm sure Scott joins me in congratulating you and the whole team for what you're doing.
Oh yeah, 100%. We had a chance to meet some of the California Eagles last week at the putting party contest, which was also a fundraiser. And that event is so much fun. Ken, just put in perspective, Vince Gill may not have been out there yet, but you've had some unbelievable country artists out there. Just give us a list of some of the names over the years, and then we'll get into this year because you have an outstanding lineup for this year's Golf and Guitars too.
We do. Yeah. So, from our very beginning, we've had artists like Cody Johnson and Parmalee and Love and Theft and Scotty McCreery, Jack Ingram, Charles Kelly of Lady Antebellum, Aaron Lewis, Josh Turner, Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn. We've had Montgomery Gentry out there, Joe Nichols, Thomas Rhett, Chris Young, and the list just goes on and on and on. And what's really cool is that we usually have a couple major headliners, and I'll touch upon those for this year. But we always have these up and comers that are at the event that are kind of just literally cutting their teeth with their first or their second single. A couple of years ago, Walker Hayes was that guy who had this weird song about Applebee's that ended up being the number one smash hit, number one played country radio song of the whole year. And so we're kind of premiering all of these new artists, and some of them, like Thomas Rhett, go on to become massive superstars in country just a couple years later. And that's really kind of what has made this event so special.
No question. To see them in an acoustic format too, which is just, which even makes it more cool, more intimate. You're seeing these up and comers that are, in a lot of cases, are going to be celebrities kind of in this really almost club setting, which is just super great.
Yeah, for anyone who's not been at the event, we actually bring in a big stage and plop it down on our 17th tee box on the McKenzie Golf Course. And it's, like Scott said, it's really intimate. It's only 3,000 to 3,500 people. You're literally on the grass, just yards away from major celebrity, Nashville celebrities doing their thing up on stage. And it's intimate and it's fun. And we actually set aside a purse of between $25,000 and $35,000 out of the fundraising for the golf tournament portion. And all of the artists are playing for children's charities of their choice. And so lots of them are playing for St. Jude or local children's hospitals in the community that they grow up in, or Food for Families, and anything that really is near and dear to their heart. And so part of it is that when they come up and play, if their team wins, we're going up and handing them big checks for $3,000 and $5,000 and $10,000. So it's not only doing really good within our neighborhood, but actually they're able to take it back to their communities and show off some of the great work that they're doing out here in Northern California.
Yeah, no doubt. And this year again, Love and Theft will be there again. Randy Houser, just to name a couple of the big time artists. And it, the thing that makes this so much fun is that, as you know, there's so many country artists and just musicians in general who love to play the game of golf. So Darius Rucker is probably the most famous country artist who just can't get enough golf. But just talk about the experience of some of the artists you've had over the years and what they've done in terms of the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's actually, we've had many that have been really, really good players. Charles Kelly, A Lady Antebellum, is an outstanding player. Jake Owen actually played a really high level collegiate golf himself.
And he's been in the AT&T event.
He has, and is a really very strong player, as is Jack Ingram. And Jack's actually come out to our event many times over the years. And then we have artists like Chris Young, who, again, he was the headliner for KNCI's Country in the Park this past weekend. He showed up in boots and had never held a golf club before in his hand in year two. And he happened to get paired with a foursome that was really good players, and his team won. And so, you know, he should have probably bought a lottery ticket that night also. But so it really runs the gamut. One of the cool features about our event is it's actually free to come out to watch all the artists play golf on that Tuesday morning. So June 27th on Tuesday, you can actually come out in, again, free of charge, follow the country artists around the golf course, take photos, get autographs. Watch widely varying skills of golf while they're out there. But it really allows you to kind of get up and personal with Nashville for a day.
And they really are very accessible, and they enjoy being there. And you know, they certainly get invited to a lot of these things around the country, but it's been fun to see how genuinely, you know, appreciative they are for what you do for them. They're going through the line, registering, and they're thinking already, how do I come back next year?
Yeah, it's really fun. We have had a handful of celebrities, and again, Stephen and Eric of Love and Theft are a really good example. They would be so upset with us if they were not allowed to come out and play in the event, because they truly believe in the mission, and they understand where all the money is going here in Northern California, and just they want to be a part of it. And we have a handful of other artists as well. And these guys are coming out and donating their time. Again, where have you ever heard of, you know, the music business literally, you know, coming out and donating their time to really do good? And it's because behind the scenes, we're doing everything that we can to educate them kind of on where the money is going, and in some cases make them part of it. So like one of the artists we play with is Jason Michael Carroll. He is a former Marine, and we actually pair him with four members of PGA Hope, which you guys have talked about many times on your show. Mm-hmm. It's a program for veterans that matches them up and creates this awesome social network for them that when they're battling some physical or mental ailments, and provides them a golf program and a whole bunch of peers for them to kind of be a safety net for them. Jason actually plays with four of them, and we will bring them up on stage and make a big fuss of them afterwards, because they're heroes. We want to have them be championed like they should be. And there's rarely a dry eye in the house following that.
Kenny, as you said, you can come out and watch the golf for free. Tell us how we get tickets for the concert.
Yeah, so the event is two nights. We have a singer-songwriter showcase on night one, which is June 26th. And then our big concert is the night of Tuesday, the 27th. And that's where the lion's share of the big name artists will be playing. So a general admission ticket is $35, and you can find it at golfandguitars.com. Or if you want a VIP experience, you can get both nights and dinner both nights for $150. And again, 100% of all of the net proceeds go to charity. So just know you're doing a good job if you come out and support the event.
Have a good time and help some local charities that would appreciate your support. Talking with Ken Morton Jr. Ken, don't go away. We're going to take a little break. I want to talk to you about the range, which I think now is open until midnight, and the Top Tracer. We'll be back with more right after this with Ken Morton Jr. on the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140.
It's the Golf to Go Hour with Frank LaRosa on Sactown Sports.
Welcome back in. This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour on Sactown Sports 1140. Scott Marsh is with me. I'm Frank LaRosa, and our guest is Ken Morton Jr. from the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex. Ken is also an officer with the Morton Golf Foundation and just told us moments ago about the Golf and Guitars event that has been so successful and so much fun coming up in June. So look for your tickets at golfandguitars.com. Ken, your range has been, you know, year after year, one of the top 100 ranges in the country. Has to do a lot with the amount of stalls that you have, the food, the music, the partying going on. Right now, your range is open, what, till midnight? Is that right?
We are open till midnight right now.
Yeah, and you added something. This has it been a year now, I guess, maybe even a little bit more. The Top Tracer. And the Top Tracer, for those that aren't familiar, it's pretty much based on the kind of graphics you see on a golf tournament, on a network golf tournament, when they trace the ball and let you know where it landed and how far it went. There's no ball tracing that you can see unless you turn around and look at your monitor. Explain the Top Tracer and how it affects not only your ability to practice, but the fun of practicing as well.
Yeah, it's really revolutionized driving ranges across the country, and we feel kind of blessed that we were kind of one of the early adopters on it. If you watch the PGA Tour on weekends, you'll see that little blue line that follows the ball as they hit it. That is part of Top Tracer technology that they're using there in the telecast. If you've been to Top Golf, they use the same technology out there up in Roseville. And Top Tracer is part of Top Golf. And so we license these army of cameras that are lined up behind each station. And each time you hit a golf shot, it actually follows the ball from in front of you out to where it stops out in the field and provides all kinds of data with every shot that you hit. And so for someone who's wanting to do really healthy practice, it will give you things like spin rate and trajectory and distance in the air and distance out and roll and all those kind of things that will help you practice and be a better golfer. And that's really during the daytime hours. That's how a lot of the range users are using it. And then when the sun goes down, we kind of have a flip to a much younger, much more diverse, much more socially activated crowd. And they enjoy using it for all the gaming part of it also. So you can play things like tic-tac-toe and go fish and have long drive contests with your buddies. And it has several different golf courses that you can play. So if you want to play Pebble Beach, literally from the comfort of your driving range stall, you can actually do so. And you can do it in doubles or as a foursome, all from the same stall. And it's lots and lots of fun. It really changes the way how people practice.
And you can do it a whole lot cheaper than going down to Pebble Beach as well.
Yeah, maybe probably 5% of what it would normally cost to pay Pebble Beach right now.
You know, as you mentioned, it really serves diverse audiences, because for the people that really are wanting to tune up their game, to get that kind of spin rate and smash factor and things like that on every shot is really remarkable. If you want to practice 50-yard pitch shots, you can do that. I mean, you can really kind of set up what it is you're looking for, and the Top Tracer will figure out a way to help you do that.
Yes, so much of the game is knowing exactly how far each one of your golf clubs goes. And when you choke down, does that take 2 yards off or 5 yards off? And this is actually giving you real-time data with every shot. And so, you know, if you want to know what your golf club in your bag is at 175 yards, you can find out exactly now and know that, you know, your 5 iron goes 172, but then rolls out another 6 yards on average. And you're going to be able to take that information out onto the golf course and be a better golfer because of it.
Scott, I know you like to use the range a lot. And how's the Top Tracer work for you?
I love the Top Tracer because I'm so into the analytics and I'm so into all the numbers. And so it is revolutionary. And just, you know, having an understanding of spin rate and how it affects distance and just trajectory and all those things, you can map it out on this equipment. So a really sophisticated golfer, you can go out and your range just isn't about just hitting golf balls anymore. It's really about marked improvement. And I love that for somebody who's always trying to grow my game, Ken.
Yeah, and what's cool, and Scott, you probably do this, is all of it runs through your cell phone. And so you can actually take all that information back home with you. And actually, if you are into analytics and into metrics like that, you can actually do a deep dive even after you get home. And you know, there's so much information that, you know, you could literally spend hours on it if you really wanted to.
And I do, Ken. So it's perfect for that. But the game part is fun. Now, I have to say the little secret for, you know, golfers, too, is I love going on the backside because you have the range open on both sides, obviously during daytime hours on the backside. But see, because when you're at the Top Tracer side, you're against wind, right? So you've got hurt. You got to calculate that into the numbers. But when you go on the backside, you've got help. So like I'm hitting every club 5 to 10 yards longer, usually with the wind conditions late in the afternoon out there, Ken.
We'll call that the ego side on the backside. So.
Kenny, there's a lot of fun to be had on the driving range as well. You've got a concert series this summer.
We do. On the first Friday of every month, we have a great alternative music band that comes out and does live music out there. We've got lots of other things planned. We're going to be showing movies out there. We had a big documentary that we filmed this past year that we showed down at the Crest Theater in December. We're actually going to show it out on the driving range a couple times this summer as well. We have all kinds of craft breweries that are going to be doing tastings over the course of the summer. So it's, again, kind of a really, especially at night, it's a really fun place to come hang out. And we've got, you know, our food truck down there. We have a full bar down there now as well. It's a happening place in the evenings, no doubt.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, you take a look at the parking lot, you know that there's a lot going on. And you know, it is a business again that you're running here in Sacramento. But much of the activity at its core comes down to your dad's philosophy of growing the game. You know, having the lesson program, having the player performance studio where people can get fitted for clubs. These are all certainly parts of your business, but at its core, these are all kind of little elements of Ken Morton Sr.'s desire to grow the game of golf.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, if there was one lesson he has got through my thick skull over the 51 years I've been around, it's that to make the game available and accessible to as many different people that would love to take it up. And so everything that we do is trying to just make it more fun, easier to kind of enter the game, try to expose it to a whole bunch of people who might not normally have the opportunity, and in some cases turn around and help fund it like we do through the Morton Golf Foundation, so that some folks that might not normally have access or the availability to enjoy it really will have that opportunity again. And so I'm pretty stubborn for most kind of things, but somehow that one slipped through with him. So,
and it's fun to see him. Ken Morton Sr. is retired now, as you say, after 64 years. But every time I'm out there, I kind of find a way to bump into him. So he's retired, but he hasn't gone away yet.
No, I still tease. He officially is retired. He is still the rudder of Hagen Oaks. If he wants the ship to turn left, it's going to turn left, whether we want it to or not. So,
you know, we just have a couple of minutes here, but I want to talk a little bit about the Player Performance Studio, because as a way of getting fitted, and when people talk about or listen to someone talk about getting fitted for golf clubs, the assumption is, well, if I'm not a good enough player to get fitted, And somehow that's kind of a cyclical argument. Explain your philosophy on you know, what kind of a golfer a person has to be to get fitted for golf clubs.
Yeah, it's the exact opposite of what you said, and I thank you for setting me up that way. So the golf professional, you can give them pretty much any golf club in their hand, and with a swing or two, they're familiar enough with their swing and motion that they're going to be able to adjust and accommodate for whatever golf club that you put in their hands. And yes, there are going to be ones that they hit better than others, but in terms of making solid contact each and every swing, they're going to figure it out. I mean, you give a pro, a junior golf club within a couple swings, he's going to be able to get it up in the air and out. The beginning golfer, the new golfer, that is not going to be the case. They are going to forever fight it. And they're not skilled or familiar enough with their motion yet to be a to be able to overcome and accommodate for ill-fitted golf equipment. And so being able to deliver fitted equipment to the person who is new to the game is paramount. It's so much more important than even the avid golfer, because they will they will forever fight their golf club and never kind of find that sweet spot. And what we have found is that it's shot elation is what people brings people back over and over and over to the game. It's being able to hit that club squarely in the face, have it go up in the air, and actually feel the compression of the golf ball. But when you talk to beginning golfers, that is the number one thing that brings them back over and over and over again. And if they have ill-fitted equipment, they will literally never get to that point. And so we always, always, always stress that even if you're just buying a, you know, a $300 or $400 package set or used golf clubs, there's lots we can do to adjust them to actually fit them and give you a better chance for success.
One of the things I appreciate so much about you, Kenny, is your humility. You are nationally recognized. You are sought out from all over the country to consult on other people's retail business. And you were one of the founding members of the Association of Golf Merchandisers. You're you know, doing house brands and so on and so forth. And you know, we certainly always talk about your dad. And as you say, he is the rudder. But You put in a little time there at Hagen Oaks yourself. How many years is this now for you?
I am in year 43 here at Hagen Oaks. So
you're not that old, I don't think.
No, that is your way of just telling me I'm old with all those list of accomplishments, Frank. So if you're around the golf business long enough, you just have a long list of accomplishments. That's how it works.
Well, congratulations. Thanks. You know, very much for being spending some time with Scott and me today on the Golf to Go Radio Hour. It's always fun. Your brother Tom is a frequent guest on the show as well, and what you Mortons bring to Sacramento is unequaled everywhere. And I when I used to host events at Hagen Oaks, I was always telling people, you know, We don't know. Well, we only know what we know. And, you know, outside of Sacramento, the reputation of the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex grows by leaps and bounds. And we're used to it in Sacramento. We appreciate what you've done, but we don't recognize how fortunate we are, you know, to have all of the things available that you provide at Hagen Oaks.
Clearly all those wanted posters in the post office. That's what's done it. So. Well,
and Frank, you forgot probably his biggest title. He's Jennifer's husband, who is maybe even more famous in the golf world now with her promotion.
That you're absolutely right, Scott. And now he will move to second place on that list as well.
It's a good spot for me. It's a good spot.
Ken Morton Jr. from the Hagen Oaks Golf Complex. Thanks to you and all our guests here today on the Golf to Go Radio Hour. Scott, that wraps up another week. We didn't talk about our golf game, so it's another success.
You don't want to be talking about that weekly, Frank.
This is the Golf to Go Radio Hour. Have some fun. Keep it in the fairway. Keep it in the short grass. And if you can't figure out how, go see a PGA professional. We will be back next week. Thanks for joining us. This is the Sactown Sports 1140 broadcast of the Golf to Go Radio Hour.